God of grace and God of glory, on your people pour your power. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. Amid all the life-altering changes that have descended upon us so quickly, we thank you for signs of your presence. We thank you for stories of people helping their neighbors, of schools providing pickup lunches, people buying groceries for seniors afraid to go into a store, for businesses looking out for people like U-Haul, who offered free storage for 30 days to college students who suddenly had to vacate their residence halls. Lord, we lament, mourn, and grieve for the many levels of loss that millions of people are experiencing, for the sick and the dying and their loved ones, for students in high school and college who are losing classes, sports, trips, and experiences that can't be replaced. We pray especially for high school and college seniors who, instead of enjoying the pinnacle of their experience, have suddenly had it taken away. We pray for those who had weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, and other events that have been postponed or canceled. We pray for all those whose incomes and livelihoods are now in much greater jeopardy than they were a week ago. Inspire us to be generous and ready to share what we have, both as individuals and as a church, in these challenging times. We pray for the people around the world, including in our own church family, who are in the age group most vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus. Help us all to engage in healthy practices to keep one another safe, even if we're not experiencing any symptoms. We pray for those in nursing homes and hospitals who may be feeling afraid and isolated now that virtually no one can visit them. With more and more closures by the hour and society moving toward a standstill, we pray for strength, resilience, and hope. A wise woman once said, "We do not lose control of our lives. What we lose is the illusion that we were ever in control in the first place." As this virus reminds us that we are not in control of so much that touches our lives, help us to put our focus where it will help us and others. We're thankful today for our daily bread and the ability to talk on the phone and hear the voice of a friend, to go for a walk and to feast on all that the season of spring is bringing forth, the sound of birds, the blue skies, the bright sun and the lengthening days, the delight of moonlight, the sound of the waves, and all the gifts of nature. Even people who may not be able to walk a distance can look out a window or sit outside and see your gifts all around them. Help us to listen to music that cheers and moves our soul, or to sing with one another like the people of Siena, Italy, and other communities. We can write letters and send cards, especially to those with no internet access. We may write out and pray what we are grateful for and go deeper in prayer, bearing our soul and pouring out our prayers for others as well as our continued gratitude. Lord, give us greater attentiveness and awareness of the small yet delightful pleasures of life, the joy of laughter and humor, a walk on the beach, the taste of a favorite tea, coffee, or ice cream. May we appreciate more what we may have been taking too much for granted. In these days of social distancing, quarantining, and physical separation, Lord, help us to stay spiritually and emotionally connected. Inspire and motivate us to pray, think, and plan what we can do to help someone else, and continue to pour out your comfort and reassurance. Finally, God, we praise you for the doctors, nurses, technicians, and all in the medical profession who seek to bring about the healing of our bodies. We bless you for their gentleness, perseverance, and patience, for their knowledge and skill. And make our doctors the prophets and soldiers of your kingdom, which is the dominion of health and joyous life. Strengthen in their whole profession the consciousness that their calling is holy and that they too are disciples of the healing and saving Christ. We ask all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, even as we ask you to reign in all of our lives. Amen.